telling us, this is how my boldness works. By you, I run through a troop. By my God, I leap over a wall. What was he talking about? He's telling us that we can break through all barriers by the boldness of God. I can break through all barriers. I can run through a troop. Now, the word that is translated as troop in English, that's the advantage of having a pastor who goes beyond just surface reading of the Bible, so I can give you something deeper than what you will normally have in your daily devotion. Now, that word that is translated troop has several meanings, but I'll give you two of them. The first one, a troop represents a band. And normally in David's day, it's a band of raiders. In David's day, life was mainly survival of the fittest. You know, if you're a strong nation, you go and beat a small nation and beat them up and seize their king, take their gold, take their silver, take their everything. And that's it. There was no UN, there was no ECOWAS, there's no protocol. You just beat somebody and there you go free. That's how life was. So there were many people who lived like that. There were troops, bands of people who just bully people. So they will come to a town, beat up everybody. They don't declare war. They just come in, bah, 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 beat you up, seize your property, seize the women. And then later on, they will say, come and pay to redeem the people we have seized. So that's how people made money. They didn't invest in stock market. They invested in beating people. So these were the people that David calls troops. So normally when a group of people hear that a troop is coming, their natural response is to run the opposite direction. So when you are around here and you hear the troop comes, everybody runs. Everybody picks up what they have and runs away from it. It's similar to, not the same as, what happens in our contemporary Ghana. If you are in Accra Central and you hear Abae, Abae, they are coming. You don't even ask who. Abae, everybody picks their things and runs. So that's what happens. It's an Abae. So David is saying when the Abae comes, the troop comes, and the troop is coming, everybody is running from the troop, but he says, as for me alone, I go against the troop. So David is telling us that the boldness of God causes us to behave counter to general behavior. We go opposite how people will behave. Everybody is afraid. Everybody is running. Everybody is scared for their life. And David said, by my God, I go against the troop. That's what he did when he faced Goliath. By my God, he went against them. And many times in the life of David, he'll be the only one standing against a troop. And he says, by my God, I can do that. And what that tells us is that as Christians, by God, we can go against the troop. And the troop can be anything that comes against us. Anything that comes and people are running and everybody's afraid and everybody thinks, oh, as for this, it will kill us. As for this, I can't survive. As for this, I don't think I have the answer. As for this, and everybody's running. But they watch us and we're going the opposite direction. We're going into battle when they're running away from battle. If God gives you this kind of boldness, you don't fear battle. You are like the alpha gorilla. You beat your chest and you say, bring on the fight and rush into battle. There are many things in our lives that will come against us. Everybody will run. It will defeat everybody. It will destroy everybody. But as for you, it will not destroy you. Somebody say, as for me, it will not destroy me. By my God, I run through the troop. And that's what David is saying. He says, I cry to the Lord. I can imagine David surrounded by a troop. And everybody's running. And David says, God help me. The troop doesn't stop. You think when you say, God help me, the troop will hear a voice from heaven, lightning will strike them, boom, from heaven. No, lightning doesn't strike them. They're still coming. And he says, by my God, I rush through the troop and I overcome them. That's the first meaning of troop. The second meaning of troop, interestingly, is a reference to the trench that armies build around themselves. So in those days, you know, when armies were fighting, they would build a trench. And what happens is they would dig a very big gutter, sort of, big trench, around wherever they are. Later on, the English used that a lot. When they build castles, they build a moat around the castle so that you cannot cross to come and attack them. Now, in the days of David, they would dig a trench. And when you're going to attack an enemy and he has a trench all around, you don't go to attack him, you leave, because he's not attackable. Because for you to overcome that enemy, you have to go down the trench. And when you go down the trench, you become vulnerable. He can shoot arrows at you, pour hot oil on you or whatever, throw stones at you, and that's it. You have no defense because you are down, and when you're coming up, you're killed. So in a normal battle, David says, I will face a troop, a trench. And everybody says, this is not possible, but David says, by my God, I go through the trenches. And when I go through the trenches, I come out in victory. David was such a bold fighter. Sometimes I can imagine him fighting. And this guy is fighting, and it's like he fears nothing. He doesn't fear arrows. He doesn't fear sword. He doesn't fear spear. He just comes and comes and comes until he defeats the enemy. He says, by my God, I run through a troop. Whether it's a trench that has been dug to stop you from moving, or it's a band of raiders who are coming against you to take from you, by God, you will boldly go against them, and you will win this one. Somebody say, I'm winning this one. And David's practice and his belief, he says, by my God, I can break through the troop. I can run against a troop. I can do it. I can do it. The second thing David says is that by my God, I can leap over a wall. I can leap over a wall. I can rise above all limitations. The idea that David is painting here is that of a deer or an antelope or a gazelle that jumps up and is able to leap high in the air above hedges, above walls, above things that have been drawn to protect or to keep them outside. In those days, as we do now, you build walls, but most of the time they will build hedges, and some of the deer would just jump and go to the farm to eat of the farm produce. And so David says, by my God, I leap over walls. I spring over walls. I rise above walls. In our day, there are many walls erected against us. If you're an African, you have a racial wall you must leap over in the world. Whether you like it or not, whether you pray for it or not, there are entrenched historical limitations imposed on Africans, either of our doing or of historical doing, but it's there. These are limitations. There are racial limitations. If you come close at door and you come to Ghana, there are tribal limitations. There are certain tribes that are disadvantaged in Ghana and others that are advantaged. If you come from certain parts of Ghana, you have walls. You are born into a wall. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm driving through parts of this country, you're driving through a village, a remote village, and you see a small boy or a small child playing there. And all of a sudden I'm asking, he's born into disadvantage. He didn't ask for it. He didn't say, mommy, I want to come to this world. If you are poor, be poor for yourself. Why did you bring me into your poverty? Why did you include me? But it looks like poor people have a way of including children into their poverty. The children don't ask for it. You are poor, just be poor, just enjoy life by yourself. Why do you bring me? But you're born in disadvantage. It's a war. But David says, by my God, even if I'm born in the remotest part of Ghana, by my God, I will rise over that wall. There is no wall that can keep me from rising. By my God, I will rise. There are all kinds of walls. If you are a woman, there are walls. There are limitations. Especially in a traditional society like Africa, like Ghana. Women are born and you just realize. So society looks down and limits your potential. Unfortunately, they limit the potential of women, and women see it and accept it as the standard, and also limit themselves. And some women unfortunately think that unless they get a man to help them, they cannot make it. It's a psychological war. But by my God, women of Christ's temple, you will rise above it. Because, you know, you watch our African movies. Oh, Lord, deliver us. You know, I mean, I watch these movies. I say, where is the mindset here? Where's the mindset? As if a woman's destiny is based on a man finding her. So you watch a movie and you see a young lady or a lady is by the roadside carrying, maybe selling eggs or selling fruit and walking her way, you know, like that. And then a man is driving his BMW and then he passes by and then knocks the lady and then all the eggs go down. And then in collecting that thing, he decides to marry her. And then in the destiny of the woman is, I said, what kind of rubbish is that? What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of image is that? You are telling me that until some man has mercy on a woman, she cannot succeed? That is total rubbish. David said, and all the diviners will join. By my God, I can leap over every wall. You don't need a man to make you rich. You don't need a man to buy a house for you. You don't need a man to buy a car for you. You don't need a man to give you an iPhone 15. You don't need a man to prosper. You can prosper by yourself. You can be wealthy by yourself. You can rise by yourself. You can be the best by yourself. And after that, go and find some broke man to marry him. Somebody say, by my God, I can leap over walls. Don't accept the wall. Don't accept the wall. Don't accept it. Don't tell me this is how the society thinks. As for here is hard, or as for here, hey, if you don't know somebody, you can't do it. Or, it's a wall, I will leap over it. I don't need to have a relative. I don't need that. But David said, by my God, when a troop comes and everybody goes the opposite way, I will go against the troop and I'm going to win this one. And he says, if they erect a wall and they say, David, your face is behind the wall, I will jump that wall. Because by my God, I will beat my chest and I will go in and I will pull walls down. Today I came to tell you, there is a place in God where God gives you boldness to go where people fear to go, to tread where people fear to tread, to dream what people are afraid to dream, to defy what everybody is afraid of. I don't know what you are trying to run away from, but don't run away from it. Run against it, because you're going to win this one. Somebody say, I'm going to win this one. Or say it like you are. What's wrong with you? Say, I'm going to win this one. Say, I'm going to win this one. I'm going to win this one. Whatever it is, you're going to win it. It's not going to take you down. It's not going to bring you down. It's not going to show you down. It's not going to dishonor you. You're going to win this one because you have the boldness of God. The chest beating boldness. The chest beating boldness. And I pray God will give us that for the young men and young women, for the old men and old women, for everybody who has an assignment from God, who has an assignment. God has given you an assignment. You are going to fight to see the assignment come to pass. You're going to fight to see your destiny fulfilled. You're going to fight to see the promises of God delivered in your life. Things may not change against you, but you're going to change them. The enemy may not vanish, but you will vanish the enemy. David said, I cried to the Lord. He didn't take the problem away, but he made me bold with strength in my soul. Before I close today, I just want us to pray for boldness. Just want us to pray. I don't know what you're dealing with in life. You may be dealing with a financial situation. You just may be dealing with just general discouragement. You may be dealing with a family problem. You may be dealing with a health issue. But ask God to give you boldness to come against this troop, to come against this trench, to come against this wall that is trying to box you in and limit you. Lift up your hands to God and ask Him for boldness. Cry to Him as David said, I cried to the Lord. I cried to the Lord. And He made me bold with strength in my soul. The things that God wants you to do require boldness. You're going to beat your chest and you're going to confront it. You're going to rise and you're going to face that challenge. You're not going to be a quitter. You're not going to just sit and wait. You're going to move on and explore and explode. Father, I pray for everyone here, for each one of us, Lord. We come as David came before you, crying to you, Lord. We ask you as the apostles did when they cried to you and you filled them with boldness. So, Lord, we ask that you fill us with boldness, true boldness, real courage, that we will not just watch our vision disappear before us, that we'll just not just look at our dreams and just dream about them, but we are going to beat our chest and we're going to go out to do the things that you want us to do. Out of us, Lord, ordain strength. Ordain strength, ordain wisdom, ordain power, that we can go out and do exploits for you and for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Give the Lord praise, somebody. Amen. Whatever battle you are faced with, whatever troop that has come against you, whatever trenches that have been dug around you, whatever wall that has been erected against you, you're going to go through it. And you're going to break it down. And you're going to win it. I said you're going to win it. I said you're going to win it. You're going to rise above it. And you're going to do exploits for God. Your greatest days are ahead of you. Your greatest days are ahead of you. Your days of exploits are ahead of you. Your days of victory are ahead of you. And you're going to break every wall to become that person in Jesus' name. I just want to pray with you if you want Jesus Christ to personally come into your life and change your life. It's not about which church you belong to. It's about who is in your life, who is in your heart. And if you truly want Jesus to come into your heart, I want to pray with you, and I want you to solemnly bow down your heads with me in prayer and say this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you just as I am. I am a sinner.
I cannot save myself. I ask you, Father, to save me. Give me new life. Make me yours. I thank you that Jesus died for me, and I receive him as my Lord and personal Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer,